We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi B'Menachem Rishon Ham Yaakov B'Dichas Shaloyah. We're in Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Base. Bas Yisrael Shenises LeKohen V'Hechnisa Lo Avadim Bein Avdei Melog Bein Avdei Tzon Barzel Hare'elu Yochul B'Truma. This is a halacha we should know. A Bas Yisrael, she's not a Bas Kohen, but she's marrying a Kohen. So this is a classic here. There's nothing usher here. There's not a Grusha marrying a Kohen. This is a regular Bas Yisrael marrying a Kohen. So the halacha is that she is kinyan kaspo. Pasuk says v'kohen ki yiknet nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. So any acquisition of his wife included, is able to an eved is able to eat truma. And if she brings in avadim, and this is not only avdei melog, which we know the principle, not only avdei tzon barzel, which become his, but avdei melog as well. Harei elu yochel b'truma, they can also eat truma. Why can they eat truma? Well, the only reason the avdei melog in the previous mishnah couldn't eat truma is because where the principle is hard, because she couldn't eat truma. But she couldn't eat truma because she was a halala. Halala can't eat truma. But in our mishnah, she becomes the kinyan kaspo of the kohen. So if she's the kinyan kaspo of the kohen, and they're her avadim, so by virtue of her being being the kinyan kaspo, they become as well kinyan kaspo, and they can eat truma as well. Uvas kohen shenises li Yisrael v'hichnisa lo bein avde belog bein avde tzon barzel hare elu lo yochol b'shuma. And the reverse case, you have a Bas Kohen, she was eating truma in her father's house. She marries Yisrael, and she brings in Avdi Melog and Avdi Son Barzel, so they cannot eat truma. You'll say the Avdi Melog are hers, and she was able to eat truma as a Bas Kohen, but now that she's married, and she's no longer in her father's home, and she's now the acquisition of a Yisrael husband, so it doesn't matter which Avadim. All the Avadim, the Avdi Son Barzel and Avdi Melog, are not able to eat truma. Now, it's important to know to note that the midrabanan, based on the pasuk, it says kinyan kaspo. That sounds like once an acquisition is made, and that would be after kiddushin, a woman should be able to eat the bas Yisrael married a kohen should be able to eat truma. And in fact, midoraisa, it's true. But midrabanan, there's a gzeir that a woman should not be eating truma, even though she's now the kinyan kaspo of a kohen, should not be eating truma until they enter the chuppah. Why? So the Gemara has two reasons for this in Ksuvos. Number one is that we're afraid that she may remember when she's Kiddushin, she's still living in our father's home. She's still living in the Yisrael's house. So she's a Bas Yisrael. So if after Kiddushin, the husband gives her some truma wine, let's say, or truma bread to eat, and she's living at home, she's going to feed it to her siblings, feed it to her family. They are non-Kohanim. They're not able to eat truma. So that's one concern. The other concern is what we call simpon. Simpon is where we're afraid that there may be a blemish, where the entire marriage is going to be nullified. Simpon means that's really nullified. Why would the marriage be nullified? So when it comes to kiddushin, the husband and wife are not living together, husband and wife, and therefore there may be a mum, some type of physical blemish that he does not see in her, that she should have let him know about, that he will only notice after marriage, after nisuin, and that could nullify the entire marriage and uproot it completely, because she has to, certain blemishes, certain mumin, she has to inform him about prior to getting married. And therefore, she will have been eating truma during that entire kiddushin period without and actually not being married to a kohen, because the whole marriage is going to be uprooted lamafreya retroactively. So therefore, after kiddushin, no eating truma midrabanan. Even though midaraisa, she should be able to truma once she should be able to once she is kinyan kaspo. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Bas Yisrael sheniseis la kohen v'meis. So we have to remember that the Torah speaks about this in Pashas Emor. It says, "Ubas kohen ki siyela ish zar, he bistrumas hakadoshim lo sochel." She's a bas kohen. She marries. She's a bas kohen. She marries a Yisrael, an ish zar. A zar is a non kohen, so she can no longer eat truma. What happens if she becomes widowed or divorced from her Yisrael husband and had no children from him? That's important. Then she can go back to eat truma in her father's house. Also, the pasuk there says, "Ubas kohen ki siya almona ugrusha v'zera ein la," and has no children from that marriage to that Yisrael. V'shava el beis avia kinureha and milechem avia tochel. She can eat from the bread from the truma of her father. But if she has children from her husband, even if it's a grandchild, The children, one of the child passed away, but there's still a grandchild. She is not allowed to eat truma of her father's house anymore, because at one point she was married to Yisrael and has children from that marriage. Now, a bas to Yisrael who marries a Kohen, so we know she's allowed to eat truma based on the Kohen ki kinyan nefesh, kinyan kaspo, hu yochabo. She is his kinyan. What if the husband, who's a Kohen, passed away and they didn't have any children, or they get divorced? She can no longer eat truma, because she's now back to being a Bas Yisrael. Ah, but if she had a child from this Kohen, a son or a daughter, or even a grandchild, she can continue eating truma because of that child, which was born into a Kohen's family. Our Mishnah is dealing with a Bas Yisrael who was able to eat truma when she was married to this Kohen. She became an almana from her husband, who's a Kohen, but she's pregnant from him. She's pregnant. Now, if she gives birth to a viable child, so she should be able to continue eating truma. But that's the issue here in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here says like this: Bas Yisrael shenises leKohen v'meis. Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. She was eating truma during that time, and the husband died. So if they had no children, so she'd go back to her father's house, who's a Yisrael. She can't eat truma anymore. But v'hinichol meuberes. But in this case, they don't have. Here in this case, she is pregnant. So now the Mishnah wants to know, okay, what's the halacha if she is now meuberes, this Bas Yisrael who was married to Kohen, the Kohen passed away, and she's pregnant. So the first halacha in the Mishnah is actually talking about a case where she may have she has children, and she has children from this Kohen. So she's obviously eating truma because of by virtue of the children. But the Mishnah here says, lo yochlu avadeha bitruma. The Avdei Tzon Barzel cannot eat truma. Why not? Avdei Tzon Barzel were really the husbands throughout that time. And now what happens? And now the value, the assessed value now becomes hers once again. So they are not permitted to eat truma, but the Avdei Melug are able to eat truma like she's able to eat truma. Now, why are the Avdei Tzon Barzel not able to eat truma? After all, this woman has children from this Kohen, although the Kohen passed away, and she's eating truma, and her Avdei Melug are eating truma. Why are the Avdei Tzon Barzel not? Mebnei Chelko Shel Ubar. Why? Because the Avdei Tzon Barzel belong to the Yorshim. And therefore, the Ubar has a chelek. This child that the woman is pregnant with has a chelek in them because that this Ubar is one of the Yarshim of the father. And they become puzzled because of the chelek of the Ubar that has in these Avadim. Now, why should that be? Why should the Ubar puzzle them? The Avadim for eating truma. After all, this is an Ubar that's coming from a marriage of a Kohen, where the husband was a Kohen. So the mystery here says, I'll tell you why. Because Sheha Ubar Posel, because the fetus will disqualify. A Bas Kohen married to a Yisrael, let's say take the reverse case. A Bas Kohen married to Yisrael, and what happens? The Yisrael dies and leaves her meuberes, and she has no other children. So the Ubar passels her for being truma, meaning she can't go back to the truma of her father's house because there's an Ubar. Ah, so what it's saying is an Ubar can passel in such a scenario, but veino machil, aha. But an Ubar does not have the ability in a case where it's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, and she's pregnant, and has no, if she would have no other children, here in our case she does, but, and that's why she's eating truma. But the Avadim are not going to eat truma, because in a case where she were pregnant and had no other children, she would not be able to eat truma because of the Ubra that she has, because the Pasuk says, V'lid beso, Heim yochlu belachmo, which teaches us that a yulud machil, only a child that's born, can be the cause of a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen to eat truma, but she'eno yulud, eno machil. These are the words, Divrei Rabbi Yossi. What is Rabbi Yossi saying? Rabbi Yossi holds, since where if there were no children, an Uber would not be able to feed Truma, by virtue of the Uber would not be able to feed Truma to the mother. Why? Because it's not a Yulud, only a Yulud, a Vilid Beso, only a Yulud can be Machil, but by the fact that she's pregnant and the child's father who's passed away was a Kohen. That would not allow her to eat, would not allow the woman to eat truma if she had no other sons from him. The same thing is true when it comes to, and the same thing is true to, for the avadim, of course. Aha, so too, even if she has sons and she is able to eat truma because of the other sons, nonetheless, the ubar is going to disqualify the avadim from eating truma. Why should that be? She's eating truma by virtue of the other children. So why can't the Avdei Tzon Barzil eat truma by the fact that there are also other children? The fact that she happens to be pregnant and the child, the fetus, has a chelek in the avadim. So the Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, according to Rabbi Yossi, an ubar in bimeizara, an ubar in the insides, in the womb of a zara of a bas Yisrael, of a woman who's not a kohen, zaru has the status of a zar. Interesting. Although she was impregnated by a kohen, nonetheless, kohen's not alive. But that may not make a difference. At this point, that she's pregnant, that's not going to cause her to be able to eat truma because the child, the Ubar, has the status of a zar until he's born, of course. That's number one. Possibility number two is Rabbi Yossi learns. The Pasuk says, V'ilid beiso heim yochlu, is exactly the way we said. Heim ya'achilu, or yulud ki bi ma'achil, ein o yulud kenami ma'achil, the way we described it. An ubar can cause someone to eat truma, because yilid beiso heim yochlu, yochlu means ya'achilu. Only when they're a yilid beiso can they cause someone to eat. The fact that she's pregnant with a child, though the father is a kohen, doesn't mean that that child, by virtue of that child being impregnated by a kohen father, doesn't allow people to eat truma. Amrulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yossi, what do you mean? Me'achar shehe ato lanu abas Yisrael kohen. If you're testifying to us about a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, that if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and that Kohen dies and leaves them the Uberes, the Avadim can't eat Truma because the Ubar has a Chelek in the Yerusha and the Avadim can't eat because of the Ubar, Af Bas Kohen, Le Kohen. Why should it matter that it was a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen? Even a Bas Kohen who's married to a Kohen, Vameis, Vihinicha Me'uberes, and leaves her pregnant, Lo Yechlu Avadim B'Truma, the Avadim shouldn't be able to Truma, why? Menei Chelko Shel Ubar, because there's an Ubar there. Why the fact that she's a Bas Kohen shouldn't matter? A Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael should be the same thing. Now the Gemara explains, the Mefarshim explained that the Chachamim held that Rabbi Yossi's reason is Yulud Machil, Visheno Yulud Eino Machil. Aha, so based on that logic, they said, well, it should make no difference if it's a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen, where the Kohen died and left her pregnant. And they have no other children, so the Avadim shouldn't be able to eat Truma. But that's not necessarily the way what Rabbi Yossi is reasoning. And therefore, the Chachamim hold that, they disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they hold that an Ubar has no Zechiyah in the Avadim at all, has no acquisition of the Avadim, has no Chelek in the Avadim, and therefore cannot disqualify them from eating Truma.